Good morning. As Steve said, my name is Amanda Orr. Some of you may know me as Amanda the teacher, or Amanda the mom of these two little munchkins that rule this church, or Amanda in the office. I wear many, many hats. Today, my hat is to speak to you about finding your way home. The reading I'm going to do comes from Luke 15, 11 through 18. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had. He set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare?' Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had. 'Here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.'" This is the word of the Lord. All right, I'm going to talk to you about finding your way home. I'm going to give you a little background of my story. I've lived in four different states. I have gone to tons of different churches, and I never felt that I belonged. I never felt that I was home. I never felt that I still had that want of more. I moved away from home when I was like 26. I met my husband, I got married, and all of a sudden I had this beautiful little girl, Stella, that I had to be responsible for, and I knew I wanted more for her. So that's when I started, I'm going to call it church hopping, because I tried churches left and right, and I just never found my fit. And I think it was because I had no idea how to go about finding a church home. That is until October 25th, 2014. We had just moved here. Stella had just started school at All Villages, and in her Friday folder was this little invite to come to the pumpkin patch. So that Saturday, Stella, Marshall, and I decided to come try it out. They had tons of fun. Those are actual pictures from that day. And then they had this big old bounce house, and my children's eyes just lit up, and they were in there most of the afternoon. So I got to speak with the young man who was manning the bounce house. He probably gave me a lot of information I tuned out. I know he told me history of All Villages from the day it was started, where it used to be, where the meetings used to be held. I basically knew Pastor George and Miss Diane without ever meeting them inside and out after speaking to Chris. But the most important thing he did was he invited me and my family to come to a service. And the most important thing that I did was accept that. Because since October 26th, 2014, that was almost 4 years ago. And look at me now. I'm home. That welcome home sign outside, I'm telling you, I think it's for me. I know, but that's the great thing. We all feel that. And I'm here. Like, I probably spend more time here than at my house, but the feeling is there that I am home. So I'm going to talk about, are you finding your way home? So we'll talk about that younger prodigal son. Could he needed to go home. He realized that he needed to have more. He thought he could do everything on his own. He thought that he could live this lavish life and be okay. When that all went down the tubes and his plan did not, I'm sure, did not include feeding pigs, did not include going hungry, did not include wanting to eat the pig slop, he knew that he had to find a way to get back home. So let's talk about what was holding him back. Could it have been the rules? Was he worried about rules that his dad had at his house or his home? Did he have to follow? Oh, thank you. Did he have to follow certain things that maybe he didn't agree with? Maybe he didn't know how. Just like me, I didn't know how to find a church. I didn't know how to find that place that I felt accepted. Or did he think it was too late? Did he think he messed up way too bad and he wouldn't be welcome? But that younger son, he found his way home, despite the rules, despite not knowing how his dad was going to receive him, because he realized that life was better with his father. And that father, he didn't give up on him. He was actually waiting for him day after day. He looked for him. He wanted him to come back. And when he did come back, that father ran to his son with open arms and welcomed him home, welcomed him back, because he knew that he would return. And guess what? When we're finding our way home, it doesn't matter if we're worried about rules or we aren't sure if we're going to be able to do it or if we think it's too late, we won't be accepted. Our God doesn't give up on us either. He's waiting for us to accept us with open arms too. So are the same things holding you back? Do you think, and I will tell you from personal experience, these are what I thought. Do you think church has too many rules? Maybe you don't know all the rules. I remember the first communion Sunday I came to here, and I thought, oh no, I have no idea what's going on. And it was Pastor Chris was the pastor at the time, and it's what they say just makes you feel comfortable. If it's not about knowing anything other than that you just need Jesus. You just know that, and you belong, and you are worthy to come up and take communion. Maybe you don't know how. Well, when Chris invited me, that was my first jump of, I can do this. I accepted. I found All Villages by accident, maybe, even though that doesn't happen. I had just moved here. I didn't know anything about Port St. Lucie. And I went to Early Coalition, signed Stella up, and I thought for sure they'd say, okay, here's your school assignment. But they handed me a thick packet of paper that had every VPK in Port St. Lucie in it and said, okay, find a school. And I went, really? I sat in that parking lot and highlighted all the ones that had the same zip code as me because I thought, how far can they be? Well, here's the accident part, and thank you for naming All Villages, because All Villages came first alphabetically. It was the first school I called. The teachers weren't even here. Miss Aggie had them out in Orlando hanging out and having a conference. And I spoke to Pastor Chris, and he spoke to me good half an hour, probably longer, and I hung up the phone because he said there might be a spot open. And I hung up the phone and said, if there's not a spot open, I'm going to have to homeschool this child because I'm not sending her anywhere else. But that was my gut feeling. If you don't know how, go with your gut. Accept that invite. Look for the accidental happenings that are going to send you somewhere where you're supposed to be. It's never too late. That young son in our scripture, he wanted to eat pig slop. That was like the lower of the low. He made very poor choices, and he still went back. We all make poor choices. We all do things that we may not think is okay, but it is okay. It's not too late to start a relationship with God and Jesus and come to a church and be welcomed. I'm going to talk a little bit about personal experience here in All Villages, because I do consider this my home. Needing support. There are so many places here for support. I mean, personally, there's small groups. The women's group that meets on Wednesday mornings, I can't tell you, I'm going to throw Miss Aggie under the bus here. I can't tell you how many times the two of us have gone in there and said, hi, we need you. We need that support. And they're always willing to give it to us. The back of your seats, there's prayer cards. If you need support and you need someone to pray for you, you write your request down. And I work in the office. I know those cards get passed around. And many, many people pray for you. Just the members. I have an adopted family with the Sills. I have, my children have a plethora of family members, and you all treat them just the same. Then there's the school. I never wanted to teach preschool. I was a seventh grade math teacher. How did that have anything to do with preschool? But I knew my son needed a school, and I didn't want to just sit at home, so I accepted the invitation to work here, and now I wouldn't leave for anything. I sing and dance for a living, and I teach God's love, and I love on these cute, sweet, most of the time, children, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I don't want anything else out of a job. What about community? You say you need community? We've got it here. The school does Grandparents' Day. My children don't have grandparents that live anywhere close to here. So to come to Florida, they live in Connecticut and Georgia, and to come here for one day to sit in their classroom, they would love to, and they want to, but it's just not feasible. It's not reasonable. Marshall's had the same adopted grandma both years that he went to school here, and he still calls Miss Diane Grandma Diane. But there's other students at the school that don't come to church here, but I know Miss Paula has volunteered her time. You sit and have a grandchild for a little while, and that child isn't left out, and that child is part of the community at that point and loved on by not only their own family, but they're All Villages family too. Or maybe you just need that relationship with our Savior. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that answer is yes. There's no question about that. And there's so many people here that will tell you the same thing. You can see our elders, our deacons. You can go to the small group Bible studies. You can call the front office, and I'll answer the phone and tell you that same thing. And we're all on the same page. That's all you need, is that want and that need to have Jesus in your life. So what happens when you're like me and you've already found your way home? I feel back in 2014, Chris had already found his way home. I know that he grew up coming to All Villages and being part of this family. So what can you do? You can extend that invite. Doesn't have to be a close friend. Doesn't have to be family. You see someone in the grocery store and strike up a conversation, and they say something to you that perks your interest. Hey, tomorrow there's service at 9:15. Come join us. Come see how we are. Like Chinese fire drill. We have Chinese fire drills and hold hands. So we're a little silly, but that's okay. Or, if you've already found your way home, share your story. You don't have to come up here and preach a sermon, but share your story. Go to someone, anyone, could be a church member. Maybe you want to let them know how you got here. You never know who you're going to inspire. You never know who you're going to get the attention of to come and sit with us. And imagine what it would be like if we could all man a bounce house to help someone else. Not gonna get teary, but I can't imagine my life if Chris wasn't at that bounce house that day. If he didn't extend that invite and I didn't accept, I don't know where we'd be today, but I am so, so grateful and thankful that he did extend that invite. And we're here. So I will end with how much I love that outside sign, that new sign that says welcome home, because, and you walk in and you see it and you just smile. You just feel good because you know you are home and you know you are welcomed with open arms. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for allowing us to come together and hear your word. We pray that you are within our hearts and you are with us. And we pray for those that we extend the invitations to. We pray for those that will extend an invitation so that we can all gather together for you. We hope that we can grow as people, as a community, as support groups, to all work for your good. Let us pray as you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. I don't have to do that. Give us this day our daily bread. As we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
There's many verses in the Bible that teach us that money is not evil, but rather that the love of money is the